The forum packed a large community room at the Traverse Area District Library. Voters showed up to hear from five candidates running for three seats on the City Commission. Incumbents Gary Howe, Michelle Howard, and Tim Werner are running for re-election. They're challenged by former Traverse City Record Eagle reporter Brian McGillivary and school teacher Jeff Leonhardt. All the candidates were asked what they think Traverse City's biggest issues are. Leonhardt said it's all about development.
I want to preserve and protect the character of the neighborhoods and the downtown. I want to correctly and factually apply the city plans, codes, and ordinances to all development. What I call right type, right size, right place at the right time development.
McGillivary said in an environment of growth and opportunity, he'd like to see the City Commission broaden its development plans beyond just the downtown area.
In the attention city government pays to the downtown and these mega projects to expand the downtown, compared to the attention they pay out to our own neighborhoods, and not just, you know, neighborhoods with an association, but all the neighborhoods of the city, you know, from including those on the borders.
Well, I was really impressed with the level of commitment of all the candidates.
Constanza Hazelwood says she'd learned a lot from the forum, especially about the newcomers, but she came away still undecided.
I think we were able to see some differences in the way they would approach their role. A lot of similarities too. So at this point, I wouldn't be ready to say this is who I want.
Hazelwood is right. The five candidates agree on a lot of things. They all think short-term rentals need more regulation. And they all said the City Human Rights Commission probably made a mistake when it suggested Traverse City become a sanctuary city. But they differed on Prop 3, the voter initiative that requires a public vote for buildings over 60 feet tall. The incumbents, Howe, Werner, and Howard, all said they had opposed Prop 3, but they would respect the will of the people. Leonhardt said he supported Prop 3, and McGillivary said the vote made it clear that right now, people don't want tall buildings. The election is November 7th. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.